This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Japan is claiming North Korea launched a suspected ballistic missile test. Japan's Prime Minister's office tweeted the news in the early morning hours this morning local time. This comes following a U.S. Navy ballistic missile submarine that made a port of call in South Korea today. The nuclear-capable vessel's presence was announced by South Korea's defense minister the same day, days before North Korea had test-fired what it called a solid-fueled intercontinental ballistic missile. Cash bail in Illinois will be eliminated in 60 days. The Illinois Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of a state law that would end cash bail. The decision overturns a December opinion that put the law on hold. Critics say the move will leave residents less safe, as suspects will be back out on the streets after an arrest. Proponents say cash bail has a disproportionate negative impact on people of color. There could be a break in the decades-old unsolved murder of rapper and actor Tupac Shakur.
The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department says they executed a search warrant in Henderson, Nevada, in connection to the murder of Tupac Shakur. The rapper's death remains one of the most controversial unsolved murders of all time. Shakur was shot at the intersection of Flamingo Road and Koval Lane just off the Las Vegas Strip on September 7, 1996. He died a few days later on September 13th. He was 25 at the time of his murder. Metro Police were brief in the details surrounding their search, only saying it was part of the ongoing Tupac Shakur homicide investigation. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
There was no grand prize winner in last night's Mega Millions drawings, pushing the jackpot up to an estimated $720 million. Meanwhile, players around the country have a chance to win $1 billion in tonight's jackpot for the Powerball drawing. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A summer heat wave is leaving parts of the United States with more blistering temperatures this week. Phoenix, Arizona reached at least 110 degrees for the 19th day in a row yesterday, breaking the previous record set nearly 50 years ago. Phoenix has been under an excessive heat warning the entire month of July and remains under the notice until at least Friday. Elsewhere, El Paso, Texas has been in triple digits for more than 30 days straight. The heat has also hit states like California, Nevada, and Florida, affecting tens of millions of Americans. Some passengers aboard a Las Vegas flight to Atlanta, Georgia, fainted while waiting for takeoff due to the extreme heat.
It was Monday afternoon, and the passengers were waiting for hours on the plane in 111-degree heat. The Delta Airlines captain apologized over the plane's intercom about the lack of air conditioning.
Apologize for the situation being very hot back there. This is the best that
at least five people had to be wheeled off the plane, and travelers were given the choice to leave, but it would take days to get another flight to their destination. Officials say passengers were asked to disembark back into the airport after 4 hours on the hot plane. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Today is National Hot Dog Day, celebrating the staple of cookouts everywhere. That means there will be plenty of specials and deals to be found. Americans eat about 70 hot dogs per capita each year. There's bound to be deals all over this great nation. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. I don't know if you heard, but state prosecutors in Michigan announced criminal charges yesterday against 16 Republicans who served as quote-unquote fake electors in 2020. It's a watershed moment in the still ongoing federal and state investigations into the 2020 election aftermath. You know, this is quite wearing, I understand. I mean, it's like we're going around circles on the perimeter of the problem. We're really not serious and seriously curious about what happened in 2020. When I say that, I say about 50%. Well, I guess now the numbers are higher than that. So in all fairness, about 60% of America feels that 2020 was a mess and that we did not get a fair outcome. Regardless of, Joe Biden and that, it's just the whole process. There's just too much evidence to demonstrate that that our election was messed with. But our elected officials and our government is not interested in that. They're not curious. What they are curious in is anybody who continues to not believe what they're telling us that we should believe. How dare you? And if you don't do so, we've got ways to help you mend your thinking. Scott Powell joins us now. He's the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, and currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Scott, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks, Bill.
How long, Scott, can we put up with this?
Topic than that.
Yeah,
exactly. There really isn't. When you think of our country and how it was founded to be a country of the people, by the people, and for the people, and that we have these unalienable God-given rights, among them are freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion. One of the most important things that American people can do is discuss how their, how elections are run. And when there are irregularities, there should be we should welcome open debate. The very fact that they want to shut down any investigation of our election tells you everything you need to know about the depth and the breadth of the corruption in our among our elites that run our country.
Well, worse than shutting down, they want to shut you up and put you away, Scott.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, this is how weaponized this has become and what a threat has become. Such a big threat that look what they're doing to the former president. I mean, he is campaigning and they are kneecapping him at every turn. I mean, what are they trying to do? Set a Guinness Book World of Records of how many times you can indict an individual?
Well, they want to destroy Donald Trump because they know they can't beat him. And the reason
they want to destroy, if I might add, Donald Trump and everybody that believes in what Donald Trump believes in.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Right.
Yep. He has said many times that that he stands in the way. I stand in the way of them going after all of you.
Right.
He's a remarkable man. There's no doubt about it.
Well, and the thing is, you look out, and somebody had asked me about this. In fact, Radio Australia called me up last night and said, we want to talk to you about what's going on. And so I had a chance to do a hit with the guys down under, which was a lot of fun. But, you know, they're of the mindset, because they're picking up on their news that's saying that, you know, the Democrats are kind of throwing the towel in on Biden. And they don't want Biden to get reelected. I said, well, that may be the case, but they're not going to give up power and control. I mean, they've cheated so much. They've come this far. You think they're going to let go of the White House that easy? I go, you're buying into the wrong story. See, this is the problem that we have, is people don't own their own knowledge. They're told what they're to believe. And this is what's happening in the mainstream media today, especially with everything that has to do with politics. I mean, Scott, I tell you, every once in a while, I'll see clips of The View. And these poor women, I mean, Lord have mercy. I mean, I want to burn novena candles for them. I mean, they need help. I mean, they're just so disconnected from reality and what the Constitution is all about. I mean, bless their hearts. I mean, I respect that we all have opinions, but, man, I they're hard to follow. I'm sorry.
I agree. That's why I don't watch The View. I don't give it any
at all. Well, you know, sometimes you got to watch the other side just to see, yes. You know, okay, what's happening. Even though, you know, people have been hearing me time again say, look, you got to study the legitimate. Forget about the illegitimate. But, you know, sometimes I think, it's okay to find out. Every once in a while you're going to run across a counterfeit bill, and you can see it quite clearly. And certainly in that case, when it comes to a constitutional republic and all that America stands for, you watch The View, and you go, wow, okay, that's the opposite. That is the opposite of a democratic republic.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and I think that Americans are waking up more rapidly now than at any previous time, and so I'm greatly encouraged by that. But
it's a battle royal, Scott, that's lining up here, and that's what people have to understand. We didn't get this way overnight. This has been going on for decades, you know, at least 100-plus years, okay? So we have got to recapture ground and understand this, is that we really, at the end of the day, when you look at what started America, it was people of faith, Scott. It was the churches that came together. It was the pastors that came together. And even though right now you look at it and you see all these churches that are going woke and, you know, abandoning Christian principles, look, don't freak out. You know, God's in control. This is His church. And you can pray for those pastors and those churches and pray for the sheep, that the sheep would wake up and realize that, it's not about woke. It's Jesus and the story, okay? And we need to get back in alignment with the kingdom principles. And, God willing, by His grace and mercy, America could be great again. But otherwise, hey, if we sit there and just let it come upon us and ruin the America for the next generation, well, that's on us, right?
It is, yes. I mean, this is a time for action. There's no doubt about it. We really need to think in terms of our position now as being just as the early patriots were in this position of fighting for the liberty of the colonies and the
exactly.
States. We need to basically recognize that we're really in a parallel position now.
Mm-hmm.
Except that we are fighting not the British, but we're fighting we're fighting the enemies within.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they're enemies without, and they do cooperate together. We know that. But I think if we focus our attention on holding our government accountable and not relenting, we're going to make some progress here. I mean, it's really quite. It's inspiring to see how, the persistence of these congressional investigations is uncovering so much that we need to know in order to save our country.
Can we handle the truth, Scott?
Yes, we can handle the truth, of course.
Yeah. Well, I'm asking only because we've got a lot of truth that's coming out, and I understand people are getting frustrated. They're going, okay, I mean, they've... They want to set up the gallows, you know. Go, you know. Well, we live in a country unlike what the Democrats would believe. We believe in due process. You're innocent until proven guilty. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of evidence right now that you know, the administrative state has come in full force. Every one of the alphabet numbers of our government have been weaponized against we the people. And that should be quite telling, just on its face, and why we have to, you know, come back with an equal amount of force and certainly a determination that goes back to the ages. Scott Powell,
Silver,
thank you.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Just the way you like. like to hear from us. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. He is Scott Powell. Scott is the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford Hoover's Institution and currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Well, Scott, over the weekend, I understood you got an injection and inspiration of conservatism there with Charlie Kirk and the boys, huh?
Oh, it was quite a weekend. It really was. It was very, very, you could really feel the power of the people there in a way that I hadn't really felt at any other gathering of people. It was quite intense.
Well, you know, and it's interesting to hear this feedback. Again, the mainstream media is not going to report on this, but this is the kind of energy that elected President Trump in 2016, I believe, you know, did record numbers for a sitting president in 2020, you know, regardless of what the outcome came, you know, that they want us to believe. But what the left is wanting to do in terms of, you know, discouraging conservatives, they've just added, you know, fuel to the fire, haven't they?
Well, they certainly have. And look, with every indictment that Trump has received, he raises more money and his poll numbers go up. So what is that telling you about the American people? The American people are, you know, are relatively awake about what's going on. They recognize this as a, you know, as really a coup.
It really is. Exactly.
Against their country.
Right.
And they know that Donald Trump is the one guy. Of all the candidates, he just stands out. He's not perfect, but everybody recognizes that he has this a certain, you know, righteousness and determination to see justice done in the country. That you know, and that's what we need right now. That's the candidate we need. It's wonderful to hear from all the other candidates who have solutions for all of our problems, but our biggest problem is that we have a treasonous class of people operating within America, and this class is allied to foreign powers who also want to take us down. China is probably the most threatening one. So Trump really stands out as the guy with the character, the fearlessness, the toughness, the resilience. The man is extraordinary.
Yeah,
I mean, no one could do what no one could be where he is with his, you know, his positive energy. If he were, you know, I can't see anyone else close to Donald Trump, to be truthful.
Well, I'm with you on it, because when you listen to the other candidates, and I respect, I think Vivek Ramaswamy brings, you know, a breath of fresh air.
Sounds
good. I think he's very, very compelling. Tim Scott. But, you know, at the end of the day, what you hear with their policies are the things that Trump did. You know, so it's like,
that's right.
Okay. I mean, it's not like you're offering anything new. All you're, in a sense, hoping is that somehow a lane opens up because the people get tired of hearing all the negative press about Donald Trump. But see, what they underestimate is that for 4 years, 95% of the media about Donald Trump was negative. So the people are kind of used to it. You know, okay, all right, he's getting indicted again. Okay, yeah, we get that. But at the end of the day, just like you said, and I'm convinced as you are, Scott, is that there's nobody else on that platform, on either side of, you know, the candidates there, that can do what Donald Trump has already done.
That's right.
You know, and that's the thing. If you want to know what somebody is, what they're going to do, look at what they've done. And the thing is, you got to imagine now that Trump knows so much more, because I think by his own admission, he did not quite understand the full lay of the land. And how do you learn that in 4 years when you have a resistance that's so well established? And you got to hand it to Barack Obama and Joe Biden and the Democrats. They set into motion and established their moles into the administrative state so that when he left, that regardless if it came under new management, that new management was going to have to work under and alongside the infrastructure of the Democratic Party and Barack Obama. His signature is all over the deep state and all over this operation. So how, you don't learn that stuff overnight, and you can't, because of the bureaucratic class being what it is, as you know, Scott, you can't fire them overnight either.
No, that's true. That's true. But I think the crash course that Donald Trump has had is unlike any other politician.
Oh, yeah.
And so he knows where the bodies are buried. He knows what the problems are. And he has a resourcefulness that is unbelievable. I mean, remember how he found a way to get the wall built, to get the wall building funded. I mean,
right.
Because he was cut off at every turn from being able to build a wall, but he found a way to do it. The man is remarkable.
And the thing is, Scott, the Mexicans would have paid for it. At the end of the day, had they been able to finish up everything, they would have paid for it. You see, but Chris Christie and the rest, well, he said he was going to build a wall, and the Mexicans, they didn't pay for it, and he was going to drain the swamp, and he didn't drain it. Well, my goodness, come on. You didn't even know about the swamp. You didn't even talk about the swamp in all the years that you've been involved with government. You only know about the deep state because of Donald Trump. And you only realized that we had a southern border problem because of Donald Trump. And, of course, now we know, and even in the midst of it, the Democrats continue to double down. We've got 1,000 migrants from Venezuela right now, they tell me, that are coming, closer and closer to our southern border. They're migrating now. This is the latest caravan, Scott. And the Democrats are, they're happy. Merrily, we go along. I mean, they're happy with this. And meanwhile, Americans are being threatened.
Well, the Americans are not happy. I mean, it's affecting, communities throughout the country. All 50 states are now seeing the effects.
Well, they're all border states.
Open borders, and they don't like what they see.
Yeah, plus on top of that, look at this movie, The Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
Have you seen this movie?
I sure have, yes.
This is awakening the eyes of a lot of people here in America, especially. This is our country, and we are what? We're the number one, number two purveyor and consumer of sex trafficking?
No, we're the number
trafficking?
One by far. No one's even close. We're the number one consumer of illicit underage child.
These are babies. These are eight-year-olds, seven-year-olds being trafficked. You know,
yes.
We are sick, Scott. This country is sick.
You know, I mean, Jesus Christ himself put the abuse of children at almost the top of his list of unacceptable sin. You know, he said it would be better that a millstone be tied around your neck and that you be cast into the sea. And of course drowned, then you would hurt one of my little ones.
Right.
Children were always precious in God's eyes. Mm-hmm. And as Caviezel says in the movie, and these children are not for sale. God's children are not for sale. That's what he says.
Exactly. Scott, we need a revival in this country
we're
before.
We're getting it. I mean, God's hand is at work. I mean, this movie, was blocked. It was finished 5 years ago.
Exactly.
And it was, the evil forces blocked it at every turn, and it's just released now. And look at it.
Yeah.
With no marketing budget, it has become the number one film,
being shown
on the big screen in America today.
Exactly.
And it's only been out for what, 2 weeks?
Three weeks now. And the thing is that it never happens, Scott. Usually when movies come out, the second week you have a decline. With this movie, they had an increase over the previous week. So, it's in over 300 theaters across the country. Of course, there's interesting anecdotal stories about it that you got to know there is some spiritual battling going on here. Because in some cases, what the air conditioning hasn't worked in some facilities. I've had several friends who have gone to a theater several times and they had tickets and they couldn't show the movie for one technical problem or another. So this is quite interesting that even the forces of evil are against this movie, but people are still, they're resisting the resistance and getting out there and seeing this. And my prayer, Scott, is that this would be life-changing, especially for those who are participating in this disgusting act. God help them. God help them.
That's right.
Scott Powell, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
You got it.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
USA News Update. Japan is claiming North Korea launched a suspected ballistic missile test. Japan's Prime Minister's office tweeted the news in the early morning hours this morning local time. This comes following a U.S. Navy ballistic missile submarine that made a port of call in South Korea today. The nuclear-capable vessel's presence was announced by South Korea's defense minister the same day. Days before, North Korea had test-fired what it called a solid-fueled intercontinental ballistic missile. Cash bail in Illinois will be eliminated in 60 days. The Illinois Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of a state law that would end cash bail. The decision overturns a December opinion that put the law on hold. Critics say the move will leave residents less safe, as suspects will be back out on the streets after an arrest. Proponents say cash bail has a disproportionate negative impact on people of color. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Before on the top of the hour, best-selling author, and boy, it's been a long time since Dr. Jerome Corsi and I have had a chance to talk, so I was really looking forward to this time that we could have together. Jerome, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Bill. It's also good for me to be back with you. I've always enjoyed the show.
Yeah, well, very, very kind of you. Our next step is I've got to get you on our afternoon TV show. We do an afternoon show from 1 to 2 Eastern Time. We've got to get you involved in that as well. So that'll be good. I've got a little bit of hip replacement surgery. The audience, I think this is going to be the first they've heard about it. So I'll be going in a week from Friday. Get it replaced, and they tell me I should be able to leap tall buildings once again and hit 300-yard drives right down the middle of the fairway. So I said, okay, hey, count me in.
Well, I'll pray for you, and I'm sure
it's
successful. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be jumping any tall buildings myself anymore, so that's okay. I can do it. We can jump tall buildings fighting these people.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and that's the thing. See, Jerome, you and I have gone through and lived enough of this life, and we have seen God's hand, witnessed God's hand and deliverance time and time again. And if ever this country was in need of it, it's kind of like what Charles Finney once said about revival. It happens when it's most needed. And I believe that where we're coming to on this convergence right now of all that's happening, culturally, all that's happening, all the corruption that we're seeing that more and more Americans cannot deny anymore, Jerome. I mean, you and your wife, your family, you went through it up close and personal. And it was, I know it was soul shaking because you're thinking, wow, if they can do this to me, who's next, right?
Well, first of all, I agree with everything you've said. I think it's time for 2 Chronicles 7:14. I think we've got to. I ask everyone to join me in, kneeling down and asking God to forgive us for letting it get this far. Right. We should have never allowed God to be taken out of the schools. We should never have allowed Roe v. Wade, which killed millions of babies. We have a lot to repent for.
Right.
And God will intervene. Yes, the Mueller thing was devastating. It had consequences that I didn't imagine. I mean, my wife at 32 years decided to have an affair and divorce me. She couldn't stand the pressure of Mueller, and that broke our relationship. Well, she had been begging me to retire and get out of. That's why I've taken a break.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the hand of God. I decided to remove her from my life and put me back to work. Because I've not been more productive. I've been more productive now than I've ever been in my life. I'm writing more. Mm-hmm. I have a new podcast on thetruthcentral.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm back in the battle.
Wow.
And the message I'm delivering to everyone is that, it is 2 Chronicles 7:14. We have allowed God to be taken out. We need to repent. Mm-hmm. And if we do, God will heal the land. If we don't do this, we will have nuclear war.
Yes.
Because it's already building very fast in Ukraine. The Biden administration and John Kerry, two of my least favorite people on the face of the earth, have given Iran the okay to develop nuclear weapons. I mean, how insane is that?
Yeah,
we're just
even though they're telling everybody else that there's no way they would allow them to do that, right?
Well, these people lie. Biden and Kerry, if they're speaking, they're lying, and all they're interested in is how much money they can make. Selling the United States out. 2010, 2011, I wrote a book called America for Sale. I saw this coming.
Mm-hmm.
That these people would sell out America for money.
Right.
And the corruption in the FBI and the Department of Justice is staggering. I mean, it was shocking to listen to Christopher Wray and to see that Donald Trump is under a third indictment, likely, and the Bidens. Just take a look at his Marco Polo book on the Biden laptop. And it's page after page after page, a 500 or 600 page book. It's available on the internet. I believe MarcoPolo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And the point is, You see pictures of Hunter Biden with all of these women, prostitutes, drugs, crack cocaine, money, deals. Biden's bringing in all this money from all kinds of countries, not just Ukraine, not just Russia, not just China, but every rogue country in the world learned to pay the Biden. And he's president of the United States, and the Department of Justice is not investigating him. They're investigating Donald Trump. Under an Espionage Act of 1917, I mean, the last person that got prosecuted under that act was Chelsea Manning for giving away government secrets to our enemies. That's what that law is about.
Mm-hmm.
That law isn't about free speech, and he's not being indicted for classified documents. Being indicted for an espionage that he aided the enemies. Well, we're talking about some documents. About Iran, I've written three books on Iran, going back to 2005 and 6, Atomic Iran. I'm sure there was nothing in those memos that I haven't already written about going back, almost 18 years ago.
Yeah. What about the 30,000 emails from Hillary Clinton
on
Hillary a personal
Clinton,
server? Right.
And Huma Abedin, who was her top assistant and probably her lover.
Mm-hmm.
It was getting these emails from Hillary, classified State Department, and I found this out and reported it when I was with WorldNet Daily. Mm-hmm. Huma Abedin was putting it on her Yahoo email, which anybody who had her password could read. Huma Abedin was circulating these around the world. And the two of them had scams going where they were getting people to contribute to the Clinton Foundation for money.
Exactly.
I mean, Ukraine started in 2013 when she was Secretary of State. Hillary started taking money from this Ukrainian oligarch named Pinichek, and then they decided they were going to get Ukraine into NATO, which is another bonehead idea. Because, you know, Russia for hundreds of years has wanted access to the sea, and putting a country that close to Russia, formerly part of Russia, into NATO, when Russia wants Sevastopol and the Crimea to get access to the Black Sea and the Mediterranean and the Atlantic, is insanity.
Exactly.
And yeah. So, you know, these are the... I'm back to work.
Yeah.
And I'm doing this like 24 hours a day. It's on my mind anymore. And, yeah. You know, I desperately have suffered what I've gone through. It's been a very, very rough 4 years for me. But God never promised it would be any different.
Right, exactly. But he's been faithfully alongside you every step of the way, Jerome, and that's I am so sorry to hear about this. But at the same time, you know, God is faithful. He never lets up. I mean, until the very end, right? I mean, he's constantly alongside us, regardless.
Well, God, and also his will be done.
Yes, amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, therefore, if it was time for me, this is not something I willed. I was faithful in the marriage. I did everything I could to support the family.
Right.
And it was nothing that I had envisioned dying with this woman as my wife.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So be it. And I am not angry. I'm not hateful. I'm not even angry at her.
Yeah.
But the point is that we're here to serve God. I mean, I'm going to find you one of the passages here that has guided a lot of my life, and I want to read it to you. It's out of Jeremiah.
Oh, please.
And just take me a minute to open it up and find it. It's one of this is something somebody gave me in 2004.
I know the plans I have for you. Is this the one you're looking for?
No, no. It's okay. Jeremiah 20:11.
Mm-hmm.
Someone came to me and said, God wants you to read this passage when I wrote Unfit for Command.
Mm-hmm.
And I can read it when we come back from the break.
Okay.
Jeremiah 20:11.
2011. Okay, good. We'll do that. And also, I'm going to leave the people with this thought, and you as well. Here we are. We're talking, about Hillary Clinton's involvement with Ukraine, his vice president, with Ukraine and other countries, selling their office for their own personal income. And yet Barack Obama goes by unnoticed. How does this happen? He's the president of the United States. This is on his watch, Jerome. And it's amazing how he's overlooked. He's a protected class and breed unto himself. But, God is a God of truth. And there will be a day of judgment. And it will be a serious one. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Jerome Corsi after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to find file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I think it's like a little bit of old home week to connect with my friend, Dr. Jerome Corsi. It's been a while. And to hear his story and to bring us up to date. And we're going to be talking about some of his latest adventures and what he is seeing as a, as a gold rush that is on the horizon. But before we get there, I'm going to allow Dr. Corsi to read from Jeremiah this, this important word of God that he needed to hear at that time. And maybe we need to hear it, and that's why you're sharing it with us right now, Jerome. Go ahead.
Well, and not very many people know this, but in 2004, when I wrote, co-authored with John O'Neill, Unfit for Command, someone whom I'm not even sure I know who they were came up to me and said, God wants you to read this passage. It's Jeremiah 20:11, and it reads, "But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten."
Wow.
That's which encouraged me to say, speak the truth. You're going to get heavily assaulted, but the ones who are going to be greatly ashamed are your opponents, your enemies. Mm-hmm. And so that gave me the courage in 2004 to continue with what I've been doing. And it still today gives me the encouragement to get back at it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's amazing, Jerome, because compared to 2004 and here we are, near 20 years later, and it has intensified at levels that it's hard to recognize the America that we live in today.
Well, I was walking across the Key Bridge when I did Unfit for Command 2004 with John O'Neill, and God, the Key Bridge crosses the Potomac right at Georgetown, and anyone who knows it, that's great view on Washington. And I got about midway in the bridge, and God said, stop here and turn around, look at Washington. I looked at Washington, and I saw it devastated by a nuclear attack. I saw it gone, except for a few remnants, like Hiroshima in 1945. And God said, this will happen. It came on me that it was incumbent on me to try to prevent this from happening. Well, 20 years later, after having that vision, here we are.
Yeah.
That potential nuclear war developing, and you know, Russia's got nuclear weapons now in Belarus, and we're sending, you know, F-16s. Biden is. The only people making money on this is the arms dealers. Now, Biden
is exactly
payoff from the arms dealers, like he got payoffs from the pharmaceutical companies during the pandemic. So here we are, and again, got Iran going to have a nuclear weapon, and two of my least favorite people, Biden and Kerry, are organizing that. And you've got China on the verge of taking Taiwan. I mean, we are on the verge of nuclear war.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say 2 Chronicles 7:14 is so important right now. It's, I think, our last resort, and God is again bringing us to this point to see if there's enough of us who will stand up and say that we understand and we repent that we allowed this to get here. Because, you know, going back to 1940s, we could have been opposing this prayer taken out of schools, prayer taken out of the public square. This should never have happened.
Right.
And we allowed it be incrementally to be lost. And this new book I've written is about the economic crash that's coming. And it's going to be massive.
Mm-hmm.
And the dollar is going to lose its prominence. We are already bankrupt. We've got a Ponzi scheme going on. Our treasury is creating money by creating treasury debt.
Exactly.
And the Federal Reserve is buying it.
Mm-hmm.
We're buying our own debt to stay afloat. And the countries of the world are moving away from the dollar. We're going to have a massive economic crash.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
you know, the judgment of God, in the end, God will win, but the judgment of God could be severe.
Exactly. Well, you know, Jonathan Cahn has been writing about this and warning, shouting from the rooftops as the watchman that he is, the mandate that God has given him to be warning people that these calamities, they are continuing to intensify, because unlike Nineveh, when Nineveh heard the judgment of God was pending, they immediately, I mean, down to the animals, they put sacrificial prayer cloths on the animals, you know, to demonstrate their cry out to God for forgiveness of their sins, and God gave them a reprieve. And that has been my awareness for a number of years, that maybe hope upon hope God would give us that Nineveh moment of reprieve, but we continue to move forward in our own stubbornness. But again, it starts with, as you say in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it starts with the people who are called by God's name. And there are many, you know, that you see in the church, you think that they go to church. They must be called by... No. It is a specific sanctified group that are called by God's name, and they know who they are. The Holy Spirit has made it clear, and it's up to us and those in the body who are called by God's name to humble ourselves. And, you know, and this is what I'm hearing more and more with people of faith, just like yourself, Jerome, is that we're realizing what we have done, you know, what we've done to over 1 million babies here in this country, what we've done in turning our backs on God, like you said, letting the left take over and kick God out of the classrooms. And look what's happening with our classrooms today, causing the sexual confusion that's going on, the hijacking of our kids and indoctrination of our kids so that we can accommodate pedophilia. I mean, it is on and on. I mean, you know, if you had Jesus here writing our sins on the sand, where do you stop? I mean, where do you stop, Lord? Because it's endless, isn't it?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I've got Jonathan Cahn's book, The Return of the Gods, right here in front of me, and I'm going to read a paragraph from it. It's on page 18, Twilight of the Gods. He said, 2,000 years ago, in the midst of the Greco-Roman world, the heartland of Galilee, in the hilltop village of Nazareth, there appeared a Jewish man named Yeshua, who would become known to the world as Jesus. He came as the long prophesied Redeemer, Messiah of Israel, the light of the world. He would in time become the central figure of human history. We have to remember that. And
exactly.
What he's saying is when God is banned, the gods who come back are the gods, the pagan god,
mm-hmm.
and they are pedophile, they are transgender, they're confusion, they're anarchy. And, you know, God has opened the gates of hell, let the demons reign free right mm-hmm. now because of our sins.
Exactly.
And so therefore, this is a historic moment. And, you know, a lot depends on how many join us in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Because that right now, what's upon my heart is that that's our only salvation.
Exactly. Who can do this? Who can square away? You know, in California, you go to a university, you apply for admission there, and there's, what, over 80 sex choices there? You know, with all the madness that's happening around our country, just as you said, the emerging threats of China, Taiwan, Iran, what's going on with Israel, and you always have to keep an eye on Israel because I believe that is the hour hand of God's prophetic clock. You know, so as Israel goes, America is attached to the consequence there. We've seen this happen time and time again, but also the world ultimately. So all these things are lining up, and quite possibly, Jerome, we could be heading very quick to the final chapter of the book of Revelations. And if it is, then Maranatha. And we move on. But if there's still time, then we want to be counted in the number that run to the flag, the standard bearer of Jehovah Nisi, the banner of love, the banner of victory. That's what we want to be on and with the Lord of Heaven's armies, right?
And God says, fear not.
Yes.
And the point is that we are at a critical point. I've been to Israel many times,
mm-hmm.
and I had discussions at the very highest levels of government. One day, the vice chairman and his office were talking about, we began talking about Ezekiel and the potential of a nuclear war between Israel and Iran. And the vice chairman of Israel said to me, he said, Dr. Corsi, you have no idea what our capabilities are,
mm-hmm.
but we will defend Israel.
Right. Well, and I'm surprised like you that there hasn't been a unilateral movement, you know, so far. And Benjamin Netanyahu is where he needs to be because he's the one to do it,
well,
in my humble opinion.
I've had a chance to shake hands with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Perez when he was there. And these are people who will be stewards of Israel, not all of Israel will be,
mm-hmm.
but these people will be. And as long as they're in place, God is not going to allow Israel to be wiped from the face of the earth. Once the Jewish people came back, and
right.
It's all in the Bible, once the
yes.
you know, the people came back and the state of Israel was recreated, God will protect Israel. And I'm just
yeah.
hoping that we have God come back to protect us, and I'll leave everyone 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Well, you think, Jerome, in history, we're only the second country that God's manifest hand of sanctification has been upon, you know, whether it's Israel, the United States, time and again, even our founding fathers and our first president said, but for the divine, the hand of divine providence, right? So we're reminded that our roots are right there with God and His will be done. I agree with you. 2 Chronicles 7:14, that is our prayer, and we will continue to join together and be unified on that prayer. Dr. Jerome Corsi has been our guest. Your website, Dr. Corsi, real quick, we got 5 seconds left.
TheTruthCentral.com. TheTruthCentral.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.